This season for the Bears has been defined by Ben Johnson's arrival, the offense, young talent, great comebacks. But on a franchise whose foundation is defense, now their defense must come up for them in the biggest moment of the season. Third and 10.
They come back to the pressure. Matthew Stafford got him when they tried to hit him with that edge pressure last time. And they are not going there here. They're going to play zone defense.
14, the Rams run it with Williams. It's stopped. 17-yard line. Dennis Allen's defense comes up with a stop. They maintain their one timeout. We've got more in motion. Rams bring four. Williams in trouble. Escaping. Trying to run for it. Can he get there? Took the hit. Stayed in bounds. First down, Bears. His nickname is the Thicker Kicker. It's never been a thicker pressure moment to send the Rams to the championship game. Mavis with 42 on line, and it's good! And the Los Angeles Rams go to the championship game with an overtime win in Chicago.
And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
And ready to take your phone calls. 312-644-6767. It has been quite the evening as we take in what has been the final game for the Chicago Bears of their 2025-2026 season. And what a season it has been. It's heartbreaking, man. As I was coming in today, you know, I'm watching the game at the house and I really trying to just wrap my brain around what happened because like you, if you're listening right now, like you, I really thought it was the Bears had it in the hand. I thought when they won the toss and elected to kick, I thought, oh man, this is real bold of them. They want to kick the ball off, stop them, and then get it back and just kick a field goal to win the game. That's what I thought in my head. And so in that moment, I thought, this is it. This is the game. Caleb Williams does this. A field goal? He does this all the time. This offense can drive down the field and get this. And then the interception happened, and it was heartbreaking. And then there were moments even then that I thought in my heart of hearts that maybe, just maybe, the Bears can pull off one more miracle and get the ball back. But unfortunately, Bears lose 20-17. And, you know, I'm ready to take your phone calls. And there's questions to be asked here. Again, the phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Grant Leader producing today. I'll be here till 5 o'clock. It is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And, I mean, 20-17 overtime, and somehow it feels like the Bears both showed you who they are and who they are not. And also who they will be. The Bears had more yards, more first downs. They held the Rams under their season scoring average, which is right around 30. And they still walked off the field somehow in January with a loss. And what we're going to answer or try to answer is why? Why did they lose? Why do you feel so icky in a game that I feel like the Bears were the better team? Where I thought the Rams were the big, bad boogeyman. And there was 12 minutes left to go in the third quarter, or 13 minutes left to go in the third quarter, and I thought, the Bears are going to win this game. Zero doubt about it. And I felt like in this one, they didn't lose because they were worse. They lost because they just weren't clean enough. We talked about this all season. The Rams, zero turnovers, one penalty, just one penalty all game. And so despite the lack of productivity in the offense, because they played a clean game, they were able to walk away victorious in this one. They didn't light up the scoreboard. Stafford wasn't spectacular. He looked human in the cold weather. Kyren Williams, the run game, felt like the Bears held their own. Caleb threw for over 250, two touchdowns, but unfortunately had three interceptions, and there's not too many games you're going to win in the NFL when you throw three. But I'm ready to chat. Therapist Gabe is here, and you know what? I mean, it was a good season, right? Let's go to Matt out in Lake Geneva, start this thing off. Matt, welcome to the show. Initial thoughts about this game as the season comes to a close.
Good evening. I'll try to make it real brief, and I'll listen to you off the phone and then let your other callers get on.
Sure.
Full disclosure, I'm not a therapist, and I'm a Packers fan. We respect the Bears because they did really well this year, and your coach probably has some great things coming forward for your Bears. But I thought the Bears had an advantage by 5 to 7 points by the weather alone, because the Rams are working in 80-degree weather all week long. I thought the weather was going to give the Bears like the upper hand. When you had a chance to go for two, I wish our coach would have done that in the Midwest weather conditions against a West Coast California team. I think going for two at the momentum of that pass that Caleb Williams made, which was amazing, you had the energy on your side, the pendulum was swinging in your direction. I think that was the time to go for two, because none of those players want to be out there any longer than that, and I think you got to put it all on the line. For us, the Packers last weekend, that was our Super Bowl. I had very low expectations. I just wanted them to beat the Bears last weekend. Anything after that, it was house money for us. My team was not good enough, I didn't believe, to be in the playoffs. So after they lost.
Okay. I'm not here. I'm not going to give another second to anything about your Packersdom. Get this guy off the phone. I appreciate the phone call, and I was here for the conversation about the Bears. Then once you start talking about the Packers and what you felt like they, I can care less. It's not what this is about. But you do bring up some good points, and I will say that. So the weather, I think we all saw how much it affected Matthew Stafford. And I talked to my brother beforehand and my cousin, and I said, what you want the weather to do is just, you know, make the ball, you know, leave Matthew Stafford's hand just a little funky. Make Puka, you know, drop it a couple times because it's too cold. And you saw that. Bad throws all night long for Matthew Stafford. You know, I mean, Davante Adams, non-factor for quite a while in that game. So you thought that was that. Now, the go-for-two thing, you can't do it. Now, in a video game scenario with nothing on the line, sure, it sounds like a great idea, and it's something you want to do. But Ben Johnson talked about it. He said, thought about it. Yeah, thought about it. Probably will play a little bit of a factor was our goal-to-goal situations hadn't gone very clean. Our inside the five plan hadn't worked out quite like we had hoped. Just felt better about taking our chances there in overtime. I felt the same way. Would I would have loved for that to have happened? Sure. But in the event that it didn't work out and the Bears then ended their season on a failed two-point conversion, when they, on fourth down, they were, what, 0-for-3 or something like that? Let me pull that up for a second. In those situations, it just didn't look good for the Bears. Fourth down, first, Bears were, 3-for-6. I felt like they were 0-for-3 in the most pivotal ones in certain situations, but it was, for me, you can't go for two right there. It's not something you do. You go into overtime, you have the momentum on your side. Listen, everything played out exactly the way it was supposed to. Bears, miraculous throw by Caleb Williams, running away on fourth down to Cole Kmet. You get the extra point. They kneel the ball after getting it with 13 seconds left. They don't even want to throw the ball in the snow or in the wind. They're like, F it. We're going to overtime too. Then the Bears, everything plays out. They get them the ball. They get them the punt. The Bears get the ball back. I mean, everything was going the way that it was supposed to go. Obviously, the interception kills the whole thing. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 to score, hanging out with you guys, man. It's been a tough one. Tough one, but I'm glad I'm here. And I didn't say you're the therapist. That Packers fan pissed me off right now, man.
Yeah, he said nothing about being Packers fan. My bad.
He pissed me off because I'm just like, dude, I don't care what you have to say right now. Let's go back out to the phone lines, man. Let's go to Alex out in Chicago. Alex, Ben Johnson took a team, a 5-win team, with little hope, with a fan base that felt they couldn't have taken such a huge leap. And yet here we are. Upset still that they could have walked away victorious in a field that's left that seems very vulnerable. I feel like the Bears are equal with the teams that are out there right now. And it kind of stings even more because, you know, when you see Bo Nix being out, you see the Patriots being there and you're like, Patriots? If the Bears were to get there, it's like you feel that. That's how you feel that close to me in my mind. Is that how you feel, Alex?
I feel the same exact way. I have all the respect in the world, and I give all the credit to Ben Johnson. But one thing I think he's not doing right, he has to start kicking field goals. Like, on all these fourth downs, there's so much situations where they're, like, fourth and down. Like, I feel like it happens 3 times in the game. Like, that adds 9 points. All these crazy wins in the regular season would not be so crazy. They would be – and the Bears could come away. I think they would come out with a lot more wins, and all these wins would not be so crazy. and yeah. wouldn't have to like.
I hear you, Alex. So Alex, that first possession when you saw the Bears down there and they didn't go for the field goal, what was going through your mind in the first quarter?
Obviously, I would have been happy if they would have gone for it, but like, it's early in the game. You don't really know what's going to happen. Kicking the field goal, I think kicking the field goal would have been the smart move, even if they would have converted.
Yeah, I hear you, Alex. Thanks for the call. First possession, you know, first drive of the game, Bears get it. You got what? Caleb Williams pass to the right, DJ Moore. Oh, my gosh. That sounds so amazing. That sounds so amazing. Kicking the whole thing off with a – I forgot about that. As I'm, like, just in my brain, I'm like, of course. That pass to DJ Moore for 29 yards. Then DeAndre Swift, oh, for 6 yards. Incomplete pass to Rome Odunze. DeAndre Swift, 2 yards. Then you got 4th and 2 on the 21, and Caleb throws the interception. I mean, I think what happens a lot of times there, Alex, is that, you know, you're thinking first possession of the game. Last week, you only put up 3, and it put you in a pickle. And here you are, same thing, ability to drive down the field. But then you can't get points on the board, and you want to put 7. You don't want to put 3 again. So you put some pressure on your team. The problem is you don't think about the fourth quarter where that field goal comes into play, right? This would be a game-winning – that would have been a game-winning touchdown to Cole Kmet instead if we kicked the field goal. But you can't think like that. I get it. I get it. And tip your cap to the defense. It was great, too. We're going to be taking phone calls all night, man. I'm going to be – I'm trying to be in a good a mood as possible. It's Gabe Ramirez, 670 The Score. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Nick out in Downers Grove. Nick, you want the positive vibes? I got the positive vibes for you, bro. I got them, all right? I got them right here. What's up? Give me some positivity, too, though.
Dude, I'm a 26-year-old Bear fan. I don't think I've ever seen a better Bear team in my lifetime. I was 7 years old when we went to the Super Bowl. The only memory I have of that is my family going crazy when Devin Hester returned the kickoff. I think we're in a great position. We had this game. We had it.
Had
the
it.
Whole way. The defense played their tails off. I think we have the coach. The quarterback is clearly just more talented than anyone I've ever seen in a Bears uniform. And I just want to say bear down, and I think we're in a good position.
What do you think? Talk to me about these interceptions, man, because this is a guy, obviously 7 on the season. 7 on the season, and you have 3 in one game. How did that make you feel to see some of those picks? Not only just in overtime, because that was a heartbreaker, but even just
that
during that one, oh, my God. It's because
the first one was on the first one was 4th and 3. He was going for a fourth down. I don't really count that because that's basically a punt.
Sure.
I mean, the Bears, the Rams fumbled twice. They were an inch away from 2 or 3 interceptions.
Oh, my God.
One bounce goes our way, man. I mean, you know, you can say, I think we maybe could have kicked it on the first drive of the game on 4th and 3. I mean, whatever. I'm not going to get mad at Ben Johnson for running the ball on 4th and 1. We can't get a yard. It's the playoffs. We're at home. It's fine. At the end of the day, I think we have Luther Burden, Colson Loveland, who was concussed at the end of the game.
Yeah.
I think if he's in the game at the end, that makes a difference. I mean, whatever. Caleb Williams is clearly the best quarterback the Bears have ever had.
Nick, why are we feeling extremes at the same time? That's like, as you're talking to me, I'm feeling what you're feeling, and it's like, I am so pissed, but I'm like happy about the season, but I'm so pissed right now.
Because it sucks because we had it, and I don't think anyone expected the defense to play as well as they did.
So true.
I mean, the Rams were not ready for that pressure, man, and the offense just couldn't punch it in. If they would have just punched it in one time on 4th down, it is what it is, man.
Nick,
that's the NFL, man. At the end of the day, the Bears, we've been lucky all season. I think we're ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
It reminds me a little. I mean, I'm a Sox fan, but it kind of reminds me of 2015 Cubs, man. Like, I think we're building a culture here. Ben Johnson, I think we got a coach. I don't think this is Nagy. I don't think we're going to fluke next year. The kicker didn't doink a field goal.
Yeah.
Quarterback.
But the problem is this. This is the problem, right? And this is the problem I've been having with a lot of conversations, Nick, since the game has ended. A lot of people, even downstairs, the security guard downstairs is like, we got to fix that defense. And I'm like, the defense didn't lose the game. The defense isn't the reason the Bears were in this predicament. They actually played well. They stepped up to the occasion. They rose to the moment. They understood, hey, we need to step up against the best offense in the National Football League and hold them to 20 points. And they did just that. When you're looking at these drives, this is what's frustrating, Nick. Check it out. This is from the third quarter on, all right? LA gets the ball, punt. Bears get it, 10-10. Right? This is what I'm thinking. I'm in my mind, I'm like, why aren't the Bears piling out points and putting the pressure on the Rams right now? Punt. Bears get the ball, 9 plays, 28 yards, punt. Rams get the ball back, they punt again. And you're thinking, this is it. Bears interception. Rams get the ball again and punt. And you're thinking, this is it. Fourth quarter, punt again. It's like the Bears did it to themselves. The offense, punt, interception, punt, turnover on downs. It's like those were their first four possessions in the second half. Didn't score a touchdown until the very end. So it's like, what the hell? The defense was the one that was stopping them. The defense had them there. Put the game in your hands. They just couldn't capitalize. And the issue is that this is something that's been following the Bears the entire season. The entire season, this has been the makeup of the Bears, and it's just unfortunate the ball didn't bounce. Oh, Nick, I'm hyped, man. I'm hyped, and I'm upset, Nick.
They're young.
I know.
Colston
Loveland.
I think Luther Burden's going to be a guy.
He's nasty. You heard Anthony Heron say it, though. Thanks for the call, by the way, Nick. You heard Anthony Heron say it. You cannot assume you are coming back to the playoffs. Look at the Lions. Look at the teams that have missed out on the playoffs. And then next, there's only 7 spots. 4 of them are taken by division winners. So either you're banking on winning the division, or as you've seen, I mean, damn, you needed 11 wins to get to the playoffs this year. That's kind of unheard of. 10 is good. 11 with the 17-game season, I guess it's there. It's just a lot more difficult. Again, Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 670 The Score. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. There's a lot of emotions running right now because I tweeted it out. First half, which is very rare for me to say, I felt like the Bears were the better team in the first half. They just couldn't capitalize. I mean, as I mentioned, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 possessions in the second half, 4 punts or interceptions, turnover on downs, and only 1 touchdown. First half, same thing. First drive, interception, then the touchdown. Punt, turnover on downs, and then fortunate enough to get the field goal to take the lead right before. But then you let them get the, oh my God, it's so frustrating. I think it's starting to settle in. I think I dealt with the loss because I knew it was a good season and I was happy. And I think now that I'm on the radio, I'm talking to Nick from Downers Grove. I'm talking to that stupid Packers fan that called here unnecessarily. And then it's getting me hyped up because this is supposed to be the team that, you know, puts up a ton of points, has a great defense. They're running the same offense as the Bears. Bears could have did it. Caleb, 3 interceptions, losing by 3 points in overtime. It's when you get that close, I'm telling you, Bears fans, we are going to be so upset next week when you watch LA play Seattle and you think to yourself the Bears could have beaten Seattle or the Bears could have been in that predicament. And then you're a game away from this. It's just, you're that close. This is magic. It's been a magical season. Let's go back up to the phone lines. Take some magical phone calls. Is Rob from Racine a Packers fan? I'll take him anyway. Rob, are you a Packers fan?
How you doing?
No, that's not what I said. No, that's not what I said, Rob.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I am. But I'm going to tell you, congratulations on your season, the Bears, okay? And yeah, I didn't think the game was going to be that low scoring either. But I thought the Bears were going to win because after that, you know, tying touchdown by Caleb Williams, I just thought, well, here we go. They're going to pull this one out. But obviously the results were different. So,
what do you love the most about our team, Rob? Say it.
I like the potential that Caleb Williams has because he obviously – is talented. He can make some really good throws like he did again, you know, against the Rams. And
do you love our coach, Rob?
I don't want to say I
Rob, you
know, love him or hate him.
Rob, do you love our coach?
No, but he's
Rob. Changed. Your time on the radio is dependent on these answers. Do you love Caleb Williams?
No, I like him as a quarterback. Okay, and I'm not going to say.
Sorry,
I
no, we're out. We're out. We're out. We're out. I'm not here for this right now. We're out. I gave you a chance, Rob. Packers, stay your ass at home. I'm sorry.
If they want to call in, why aren't they like trolling or anything?
I don't
They're
want.
They're just calling in to give like you know sympathy.
I don't want it. Not today. Usually I'm with it. Usually I don't care. You can call in and you can tell me, oh, you know, I'm a Packers fan and I hate these guys. Usually I'm okay. Not today. Today is not the day. It's like when your little cousin wants to come. No, not today. We're not doing that today. Not playing these games. Oh, man. Give me line two. I want to talk to line two. Is that Javier? Let me just send him through. Just send him through. 670. What's your name, man?
It's Javier.
Javier, talk to me, bro. I need you, bro. What's up? You're not a Packers fan, I know that.
Absolutely not. Bears fan all the way.
All
I
day.
Just left the game.
Oh,
I'm just getting home.
Oh my God. Okay, boys, wait. Let me ask you a couple questions, Javi. Javi, let me ask you a couple questions. I want to know because I was at the Bears game versus the Packers. I was there, and when the Bears took the lead on the DJ Moore touchdown, it was unlike anything I'd ever been to, and I've been to a ton of Bears games. What was it like when Caleb did the fourth down game-tying touchdown? What was that like? Explain that moment for me.
Man, it was nothing like it. Honestly, it was nothing like it. It's when you need that clutch play when you need it. He came through. That's the Iceman for you. That's what it is, man.
Were you hugging your boys? Take me there. Were you hugging your boys?
Oh, absolutely.
Damn.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like, and that's what gives me optimism for the future. It's like, Caleb, he's going to get there. He's still raw. You got to understand.
It's true.
He's 2 years in.
You're right.
He's 2 years in with Ben Johnson, first year as a head coach. You got to understand. It's gonna take some time. Seattle, they're 3 years in, and they're where they want to be. It's going to take some time, but give us another year, a year and a half, 2 years. Watch out.
You're right. I mean, it is going to take some time, and I think that's the one thing, right? Like, you feel like you're young enough, Javier, and you think that you're, you know, you're capable, and you've taken the North, and you know, you're trying to never give it back. I think when you're looking, for me, the part that is upsetting the most is that you look at this playoff, the teams that are there, you know, Josh Allen loses, and you're like, damn, this is one of those wild years where anybody could win. Anybody could win the Super Bowl. It's not a clear-cut favorite. And I think the fact that the Bears were this close and, you know, just shot themselves in the foot in a little bit, right? When you're thinking about the turnovers, I mean, this is a team whose offense got to the red zone, right? They were there. They were moving the ball proactively. It's just they could not, again, something that's ruined them all season long, they could not put touchdowns on the board when they needed to, right? It was either a field goal or some turnover on downs. And I felt like, I mean, wasn't that deflating for you guys in the stadium?
Absolutely. But again, that's where it comes into that raw of the young part of the team where give them a little bit. I mean, Kansas City didn't become a powerhouse overnight, you know?
I hear that.
That's slowly. They're going to build in. Caleb Williams is the future. You got stars like Luther Burden, Colson Loveland. I mean, right now we got DJ Moore, no matter what happens with the future with him. But, I mean, we've got a bright future. So, slowly, I mean, at the end of the day, we took the North. Like Ben Johnson said he was going to. And we ain't going to let it go.
I like it, Javier. Thanks for the call, man. 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. Got people lined up. My guy, Michael Bowling, we got to get him through. I need to hear his thoughts because I need to be like somebody that's on my level right now because I am turned to the max. I am upset, but I am also happy. I'm happy at the Bears season. I'm happy that the narrative surrounding the team has changed nationally, right? Caleb Williams is the man. People are scared of Caleb Williams now. He can get the job done. But that offense is just, And I am not here for the DJ Moore slander, too. I am not here for the, you know, you wait to the end of the game for one pass to talk about his lack of, I don't know, heart or whatever you're trying to describe it as. I'm not here for that. That was a tough throw. Even if you would have ran all the way, that would have been tough. I'm not here for that. But again, I'm here for all your thoughts, though. That I am. 312-644-6767. Bears lose to the Rams 20-17. Caleb Williams, 23 for 42, 257 yards, two touchdowns, three interceptions. No sacks on the day, though. But Matthew Stafford, eerily similar. 20 for 42, where Caleb Williams was 23 for 42. 20 for 42, 258 yards, where Caleb at 257. No touchdowns on the day. Wow. No interceptions. Sacked four times. If I would have told you that Matt Stafford went 20 for 42, 258, no tutties, no interceptions, and got sacked four times, you'd probably tell me that the Bears would have won. But I'm curious your thoughts again. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's the Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. Taking your calls next. Don't go anywhere. Right here on 670 The Score.
And now, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app, it's Gabe Ramirez.
So here we go, fourth and four.
Blitz.
Joseph.
The man in motion. Williams drifting, sprinting for space, in all kinds of trouble. Put it up for next to the end zone. He got it! For the touchdown! They've done it again! Unbelievable! Huge extra point for the veteran Cairo Santos to tie the game at 17. Got it. Tie game. I don't believe this team. Bear down, Chicago Bears.
A comeback that was unsurprising to most because Caleb Williams has been doing it all year. Bears lose ultimately in overtime 20-17. Falling just short of the NFC Championship game. And they'll learn a lot from this one, and hopefully the Bears can continue to stay atop the NFC North and get themselves back to the playoffs and find themselves making a deeper run. But again, the competition next year, when a lot of people are healthy again, let's not forget, Lamar Jackson's going to be healthy. You're going to get a healthy Joe Burrow in the NFC side. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be tough. But this one hurts. This one hurts because you feel like the Bears were the better team throughout the day, and just unfortunately couldn't capitalize offensively. But that's why we're taking your calls. 312-644-6767. Of course, you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank here on The Score. And I'm leading you all the way up to 5 o'clock. Mully and Hogg got you then. They got Olin Krutz coming on at 7. Brad Biggs at 8. Mike Florio hangs out at 9. Then Raheem Harris Brody. You just heard Anthony Herron get off the microphone about 30 minutes ago. He'll be back on at 11 a.m. with those guys. Then Dan Weider will be on at 1. And then finally, Spiegel and Holmes. They got Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock. But I am here for you. I'm live and local. I feel like you and I, we're here for each other. We're like a therapy session. We get to talk about the season, about this game, and really where your mind is at right now regarding this team. So let's go out to the phone lines, 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Mike Bowling on the lines. Mike, what up, man? How you feeling?
Bro.
I know.
I wish I was feeling better.
I know.
But the truth is, bro, we had a chance, and I'm putting this one on Ben Johnson. He should have kicked the field goals early in the game, and we would have been in a better spot. Let me know what you think.
I'm here for the field goal. It's tough. I think the initial field goal, Mike, is like the one I'm talking about initially. First a drive of the game, Bears go for it. And then obviously, right, first one. I understand the going for it there because you don't know that the Rams are only going to score 20 points. The assumption there is that the defense is going to be a revolving door like it has been and that the Rams are going to put up 30-something. So you're going to need touchdowns. And I think that's why they went for it early. I think that they didn't have enough foresight to know this is going to be a barn burner. I agree with you, though. You got to get the points. Give me my points. Because then you put more pressure on the opposing team mentally, right?
Gabe, if you're at home, you take the points. If you're on the road, I think you go for it. I feel like he lost it a little bit. I'm not saying I think Ben Johnson is not a good coach. I think he's a phenomenal coach. But tonight, I felt like he had the crowd with him. We know that they don't play well in the cold. Bro, like, I think it was like, just let the defense show you what you have.
It's interesting, right, Michael? Because not only is it Caleb Williams in his first year in the offense – It's also Ben Johnson's first year as a head coach, right? First time coaching in the playoffs. Second game in the playoffs, but making this run. And I think he is going to learn from a lot of this, right? Where he is going to say, man, maybe those 3 points were a bit more valuable than I thought in that moment. So I think there's some truth to it where he might even go back and evaluate his decision-making in those situations, because I'm sure he wishes now he would have had, you know, that field goal that would have given Kyrie. Like, what do you think it would have done more than anything else? Just giving you a better chance at the end of the game? Or do you feel like psychologically it would have put more weight on the Rams?
I think it was a psychological thing, but I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm going to be honest. The Bears have done something for the city that hasn't been done in a long time.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to pretend like I'm happy. This is not a great end to the season. But Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams give me a lot of hope for the future. And I hate that I'm saying that because I feel like we should have won this game.
Yeah. Mad and hopeful at the same time. That's not a good combination. But that's where we're at. That's like the best way to describe it. Imagine feeling that way about your girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, babe, I am mad at you, but I am hopeful for this relationship. I tell you to get out of that relationship. I mean, like, get out of that one. That's unhealthy for you. But that's where we're at. Hey, Mike, I appreciate you tapping in, man. Have a good night. Get home safe. You already know it, man. Get home safe. Oh, man. It's so true. That encompasses exactly how majority of us are feeling. We are mad. And mad because you feel like the Bears not only could have, but should have won that game. And not bitter in the Green Bay Packers way where they're like, oh, the Bears didn't do nothing. No. In like a, maybe you didn't think the Bears are going to be in that game anyway. Obviously, 3.5, 4.5 point dogs at home, which is a significant swing. And then all of a sudden, as the game's playing out, right, you're like, oh, wait, this team that's had 7 come from behind wins that people have questioned whether or not they are good is competing with the Los Angeles Rams with a guy who's won a Super Bowl, a Super Bowl winning coach, Devontae Adams, the fearful Puka Nacua, with this running game, with these defenders, Jared Verse, Byron Young, oh my God. And then all of a sudden it's 10-10 only because of some penalties that got them into field goal position at the end of the first half. And before you know it, oh, damn, the Bears should win this game. I think they're the better team. That's why you're mad. And it could have ended the following week, maybe when you would have felt as though the Bears were overmatched. And it wasn't one of those kinds of losses. And I think that's what this season deserved. That's how I feel right now. This season deserved to lose to an opponent that you felt like they were overwhelming you, that they were significantly better than you, so that way you could point to that and say, ah, the Bears had a great season and they ran into a brick wall. Ah, they're not there yet. They could point to a team and say that. They're not there. But that wasn't the case after this one. You looked at this and you have a bitter taste in your mouth because you're like, damn, I feel like we were better than the Rams. So you're mad, but you're hopeful because there's so many things. Like you're saying, I hear 2015 Cubs vibes. I hear, you know, Ben Johnson, first year coach. And that's what makes you hopeful. But I'm curious what you guys think, and that's why we're taking your calls. 312-644-6767. I am Gabe Ramirez, man of the people, hanging out with you today. Let's go to Paul out in Westmont. Oh, Paul, you were at the game too. How's your heart doing?
It's not quite broken, but
it's mad and hopeful. That's what we're learning today, Paul. It's mad and hopeful.
I think that's a good call. You know, I think like you said a little earlier as I was listening, if you were to take away what Stafford's stats were, no touchdowns and the yards he threw for, you think the Bears win that game? And
yeah,
I mean, I go back and yeah, there's Johnson probably should have taken a field goal here or there, but that first drive, Rome should have caught that ball. That's a touchdown.
Oh, my God. You just reminded me about that play.
That's a touchdown. And you know what? Rome, I love him. Next year, he's got to start acting like that 10th overall pick. He's got to be that contested catch guy that he's supposed to be, that he was drafted to be. And otherwise, Luther's going to pass him as the one of the main guys on the team.
Can we just go back to that first to that play though? Because it was almost as if, you know, Bears get the ball, they're imposing their will, they're driving down the field, they're feeling good, and when Caleb passes the ball to Rome, even you saw it in Caleb. I know you didn't see it because you were at the game, Paul. When they were showing Caleb Williams' face after Rome dropped it, it almost, he was so disgusted because Rome had a couple of those over the last couple of games. Oh. And so Caleb was like, over the season, to be fair, you're right. You're 100% right. And in that moment, though, it was like, damn, man, I'm trying to win us the game. Like, catch the ball. Give me seven. Like, can we finally have a game where we're putting points on the board and multiplying? Like, it just, the Bears didn't have that all season. And I felt like in that moment when Rome doesn't have it and the Bears get 0 points as a result of it. I'm sure you in the stadium, you guys had to have been deflated at that point, right?
Yeah, I mean, my brother, I was at the game with my brother. We were at the game last week, which is amazing.
I was at that game,
and I brought my oldest son, and it was his first game ever, and that was just incredible. Incredible moment to be at for all that, but, like, he was convinced. He's like, the juice just isn't the same.
It's not.
Today as it was last week, and
no.
I was like, I kind of felt a little bit the same, but, you know, I don't know. We thought it was going to be just like a back and forth. You got to go for scores, touchdowns, and it ended up not being that way.
Yeah, that's why they went for the points in the first place. But again, it goes back to what I'm saying and what you just pointed out, right? I was at the Packers game. I felt the juice in the building. You have to do. It's like what they say in basketball, Paul. Sometimes you got to hit a layup. Sometimes you got to see the ball go through the net so that way you can get the blood flowing. And I think the Bears really needed that. And they would have it at the bare minimum. Allow the crowd to be on your side, right? Where if you kick the points, you sing Bear Down, Chicago Bears, people are hyped up, and now you got some sort of pressure. At least the crowd is on your side. Use it to your advantage. Instead, you get a Roma Dunze drop, a Caleb Williams interception, and now it's the same old Bears from the season. I think that's where the juice got taken out of the Soldier Field at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody was hoping that they'd make that special teams mistake that they never made.
Never made.
You know, on that Rams side. But I can't hate on Johnson for being aggressive. And we've been doing it all year, and we got this far. It just didn't work out this time.
I agree, Paul. Thanks for the call, man. 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you, taking your phone calls. Because I'm here for you, man. I'm live and local. That's what the score is here for. That's what I'm here for. But I just want to hear your thoughts. What a great season. I think people have put it into perspective where you're mad because you feel like you were the better team, but hopeful for the future of the Chicago Bears. You mentioned Roma Dunze, Paul, and listen, there are very few people who are bigger Roma Dunze fans than I am. And I don't mean when you're putting him up against DJ Moore, because I love DJ Moore more. But I was a big Pac-12 After Dark fan. Loved Roma Dunze. Loved the Michael Penix to Roma Dunze connection at Washington University. Loved seeing it. He was such a great receiver. People were likening him to Jamar Chase in terms of being, you know, that alpha dog that can go up and get it. And you see flashes of it, right? He made another spectacular catch because he knew he couldn't drop another one. So, like, he was more laser focused. But that touchdown at the beginning of the game, I mean, damn. I asked this question to Patrick Manley when I filled in for Mullion Hall, you know, a couple weeks ago, whatever it was. And I remember saying, Pat, the Bears have yet to play a perfect game, right? This is the question I asked him. So the Bears have yet to play a perfect game. Will they ever, right? Is it, like, because you keep waiting for that game where Caleb's, you know, playing well offensively, the defense gets the turnovers, special teams, like a good game all around, few penalties, one of those games. And he just flat out said, this is Pat Manley, Gabe, there's not going to be that game. That's not who this team is right now, right? They have to play as close to that as possible, get a turnover. And you saw it today. It's like, or excuse me, last night, you needed to put, you have to have one of those games. This would have been the perfect game for it to score early. To put the pressure on them, it would have been great. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Brett out in Ottawa. Brett, a lot of people feeling different ways when it comes to this loss. What are your emotions? I feel like I'm talking to my four-year-old daughter. What are your emotions telling you about this game right here?
Gabe, I'm going to switch the flip on you.
I love it.
I want to go to you.
Oh, I love this.
What? I mean, give me that. You give me your 1 out of 10, what this year was for you. I want okay. What your heart's telling me. Yeah. I don't want what your head just saw.
Yeah, I love this. I love this.
I want you to tell me what your heart
just
saw.
Great question. So I, for those of you that don't know, I work on the Chicago League with David Hall, right? We on CHSN, we do the show together. And he was really putting into perspective for me over the last couple of weeks how special this season is. Where I was just, I'm in it, I'm in the season, and I'm like, damn, we just keep having these miraculous moments. But I didn't look at it as, you know, this is a season we'll look back on and really talk about for years to come. So now that I've been able to do that over the last couple of weeks, like, damn, this is a special season in that sense. 1 to 10, I'd say 8.5, 8.7, 8.6.
I like that answer. But you know what? This is, I'm only 29, so this is the best Bears team, I mean, since 18. But this is the best Bears team that I've been able to watch in person. I went to 8 games this year, and they were 6-2.
Ooh,
there's not
that.
Too many Bears fans in the last 20 years that could say that they've gone to 8 Bears games and their team was 4 games over 500.
That's such a good point. You're right. Hey, you're right. You're right.
You know, bro, everything you've been speaking tonight has been 100. These guys, like, I was at the game and I just got back home. My voice is shot. I wanted to talk late with you. And these boys from up north, they want to keep talking smoke, whatever. About, this is the first time in my life that I've been able to tell you that I will take my Chicago quarterback over what you got. Now or any day.
Talk that talk, Brett. Get me hyped up again. All right, well, let me ask you the same question then, Brett. Scale from 1 to 10. This season is a what for you?
I mean, if we didn't have good music going on the ride home, it probably would have been a lot worse. But they played Party Like a Rock Star, and I was, you know, I turned the script a little bit. But I'm gonna give it 8.4. You know, I mean that team, I would run through a wall through Ben Johnson
100%
for that guy. That guy, when you talk to grown men in that locker room, what do you think it does? I mean, what it does to the fans, what do you think it does to grown men that play for that dude?
Yeah.
I don't want you to like me. You don't have to like me, but you're going to respect me. We're going to come in there, and we're going to show you what we're about. You know, I mean, it's just cool to say that my team, our team, does that now. Like, if somebody wants smoke, we'll pull up.
And Brett's going to be there with all his Ottawolians ready to take care of business. I like it.
Gabe,
I like it.
Gabe, I'm telling you. This ain't the same old Bears. We are Caleb is him, and Ben Johnson is it.
I love it. I love it. Thanks for the call, Brett. You're really bringing me back because, you know, I was telling a lot of people on CHSN, here on The Score, I'm like, if you're 11 years old, which Brett, damn near 11 being 29, but if you're 11 years old, and you've seen Caleb Williams have 7 comeback wins. He is your Michael Jordan. There are kids crying today, I'm sure, because throughout the season, they've been told a story. I read bedtime stories to my daughters all the time. And they know how the majority of books end. Happy ending. And these 11, 12-year-old kids, 10, 8 to 12-year-olds, watching Caleb Williams, they've seen it the entire time. Caleb Williams come back, get victories, and their tears were rolling down their cheeks because they thought it was going to happen again. That is their reality. And for Brett in Ottawa, what the Bears have done in his limited time being a fan, this season, what he gets to compare it to, and the majority of us, it is that kind of a season. It is that good of a season. And you cannot take it from me, 2018 Bears. Take it from me, 2006 Bears. It is not guaranteed that it will just happen. What was the stat? There was a stat. Like, the Bears haven't made it to 3 straight playoffs in 40 years or something like that. It's been like 3 straight. Think about that. I'll go find that during the commercial break. But I'm going to find you the right stat. But it's something. So that's why we have to appreciate this a little bit more. Can't wait to talk to you guys. 312-644-6767. Bears lose to the Rams 20-17. But we are mad and hopeful at the same time. But I want to know how you feel and which one of those expresses your sentiments deep in the heart. Let's go to Angel out in Chicago. Angel, it says here happens all the time, but you're going to have to explain to me what happens all the time.
The fact that we were, I think that this was the perfect time for us to just snatch the respect and get to the championship. Mm. Because like you said, the other teams fell off the mark, especially I was kind of stunned by Josh Allen and Buffalo. But the whole time, I knew that the Rams had not faced a consistent defense that I knew that we were going to – I knew our defense was going to rise to the occasion because I kept seeing Montez Sweat get better. I kept seeing Booker stopping with all the penalties and all that other little crap that he was doing. And when they came tonight, I was like, oh, we're going to win. But then – at a certain point, like, because I was with the 40 Club, and they were like, there you go, floating the ball again. It's like we expect him to do that type of interception play at some point because we have the highs and then we have the lows. But he's got to balance out. You know, we was pissed. I mean, I don't think we were hopeful. I think that we expect them to take it to the next level. We expected them to take it to the next level, and they let us down. And I see what you're saying about that because at a certain point, you should make that pass. Like that 15-yard pass, and he misses that, but then you could throw a bullet in the corner. I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? Like when do you overcome that? And yeah. Then, too, the Rome dropped. I saw Caleb's face when he dropped
it. Sick.
But that interception was a dagger because all we had to do was kick a field goal and win.
Yeah, that was
it. So he should have been more responsible with the ball. He got to think like he was talking to Brady over the couple of days and, you know, like, stop playing. Stop giggling. You know, I like that he has a stone face because he's accepting the hardship of, okay, I threw two interceptions. But damn, you did it again.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
I hear you, Angel. There was a lot going on there. I mean, it was a tough game. I mean, we're looking at the stats from the game, you know, you would be shocked to find out that the Bears lost this one. If I told you that Puka Nacua had 5 catches for 56 yards, you'd be like, damn, the Bears shut him down. If I told you Davante Adams had 2 catches for 24 yards, you'd be like, oh, damn, the Bears won? No, not quite. Kobe Parkinson, 3 catches for 56? I mean, these are you would think the Bears would have won. It's unfortunate. The 3 turnovers really kicks your butt. Because, I mean, obviously the last one is in overtime, hurts the most. But getting field goals in those situations, I mean, those are costly turnovers. And you feel like you're in bizarro land because Caleb Williams doesn't throw 3 picks. That's not what he does. And so you lose a game because you lose the turnover battle. And that's something where the Bears have shined all season long, protecting the ball, getting the takeaways. And you just face the team that, you know, they tell you, just don't make the mistakes. Oh, that hurts. I'm taking one more. Let's go to Sheik on the west side. Sheik, I know this one hurt a lot, man. What are your thoughts after this one?
Believe it or not, I'm not mad. I was sad.
Sad and hopeful.
So the hopeful is more important. That's real quick. You said national narrative. My local narrative, with even my own son, he's 15 now. When I was 15, it was the 89-90 season when Michael Jordan was about to become the greatest player ever. And I was trying to explain to my son today, because he, you know, this is the only time in the last 5-6 years he doesn't have his phone out for the whole game, even when we go to games. He's been watching games, and I was like, we have not had a superstar since him. You could say Derrick Rose or whatever, but honestly, Caleb's the next guy. And real quick, because I know you like to cut me off all the time.
Well, you only got a couple minutes. That's why nobody's cutting you off. You just can't talk for 10 minutes.
Yes. Real good. So going into next year, okay, hopeful. This is done to hopeful. How many quarterbacks in NFC, honestly, can you say today or even next week in the NFC, not the AFC, are better than Caleb?
It's a great point.
He's definitely top two, maybe three. I'm not going to argue, but the point is we've never had that situation in Chicago. I was 11 years old when the Bears won the Super Bowl in 85. You know, and that team should have won more than one. And we didn't have – Ditka was a personality, but he was not the mind that this guy is. This guy is a psychotic, amazing professor. Like, I don't understand why people are upset about his attitude and demeanor to other coaches and stuff. Who cares? He's not here to be friends. He's here to win games and to develop our team. That's why I'm hopeful going forward. We've never had, in the most important position in all the sports, quarterback, we've never had a talent like this guy in Chicago.
So what did you think about his game today, throwing three interceptions? Just curious.
Yeah, so again, there's going to be lumps along the way. It's only his second year, for God's sakes, man. He's only, what, 24? I mean, and he's already going to be probably one of the best quarterbacks in NFC next year. In an offense that's going to be second year with the same coach and with a lot of the returning players. I mean, we got to fix our D line a little bit or whatever, but I mean, I can't remember honestly. And you know, I was an idiot being a Justin Truther years ago, you know, let's just build around him or whatever. It's because I've never seen real talent at quarterback in Chicago. We finally have it. So this is like when Jordan had to go through New York and Detroit before greatness. And this is, you know, since the NFL season is way more condensed than the NBA season, you know, so these years are actually more rolled into one. But this is basically the maturation of Caleb right now. Did you see his face when the game at the end?
He was sick.
He was on the bench.
He was sick.
No. At the very end. He looked forward and he looked like, all right, he accepted it. He's living in the present. He's already moving on. I guarantee you he's going to go be with his Ash Cash girl and have fun or whatever. But this guy's got that killer instinct.
You're right.
That Jordan had. Right. And we're not used to seeing that on a Bears player.
All right.
I'm just saying local narrative, like my son, he's got – Caleb Williams is the first Bears player he actually wanted to get his jersey. He's got Myles Garrett, Josh Allen, Jamar Chase, all these other guys for the last 4 or 5 years.
Bad parenting on your part.
What am I going to do, you know?
I got you.
I mean, I'm not going
to... Hey, Sheik, but I appreciate you calling in, man. I appreciate you giving your thoughts. You know, we always appreciate him here on the score, but you also know, because you're a scorehead, that we got to take a break because it's 1 o'clock. So you know what that, you know.
Hey,
you know,
and
that
means. Congratulations on FM 103.1. That's a big deal.
104.3, bro. Get it right.
Hey, BMX.
Get out of here. All right. 312-644-6767. You talk so long and so boring, you got rid of some of my calls, Sheik. Nah, just play. There's some lines open for you guys. And we're going to talk about this one. Some people are mad and hopeful. Some people are sad and hopeful, just like Sheik. Which one are you when it comes to not only this Bears loss, but the finality of this Bears season? 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez taking your calls next right here on 670 The Score.